Felt great on the scales, came in very strong, feeling very good. So now it's time to get in there tomorrow night, enjoy the whole experience, perform to the best I can, and come out victorious and still the champion. That's the plan.
Yeah, you look good, Sweetheart, but you look confident as well. There's a confidence always about you, Jason, ahead of fight time.
Yeah, 100%. You know, like, there hasn't been one fighter that I've been in with yet that I felt like I'm in against it here. Do you know what I mean? Like, this lad is my biggest test to date. He has been to higher levels than this, than fighting me, you know what I mean? He's fought for the world title. He's been in with great fighters, and this is a step up for me. It's going to be a great test for me. But, you know, I'm 110% confident, feeling very good, feeling very strong, and just weighing in and looking at him in his eyes, you know what I mean? I just see a man that's there for the taking.
Yeah. What do you do between now and fight time? Because we're speaking here about 10 minutes or so after the weigh-in. How do you fill the time between now and getting yourself under the ring?
Well, to be honest, you know, I might be a long way from home, but there's a lot of very valuable and loving people over here to support me that I'm very appreciative of. So I'm just sitting in the room now with a pile around Chris McNulty, April, the girlfriend, like Sean Foley from Strabane, but we'll not hold that against him. And, you know, I have great company over here, young Peter O'Donnell, Jared Keaveney. The list just keeps going on and on. You know, there's a lot of people travelled out here for me. They're all sitting in the room here now with me. My team's with me. And, you know, what can I say? I'm surrounded by great, genuine people. You know, we're sitting here looking out the window of Palm Springs and nothing but... Do you ever see The Truman Show?
I did, yeah.
With Jim Carrey in it, well... I'm sitting out looking at these mountains and this sky here, and it looks like it's a picture that I could just pull up in front of me. It's unbelievable out here. You know, boxing's it's a tough and it's a hard sport, and you know, a lot of people say, "Geez, that's a difficult sport for anyone to do." But you know, I can't fault this sport. It's taken me to a lot of great places around the world and meeting a lot of great people. I'm very grateful, and as I say, but it's all about enjoying the moment now today. The weigh-in's done, the face-off's done. I've sized them up. I know what I'm up against. First time coming face-to-face with them. Feeling good, feeling strong. I'll eat plenty now tonight. And April, she is the capital all over, so I'll come to you in a few biscuits on the night as well.
Well, listen, enjoy them. Jason, you're going into this fight against Freddy Hernandez. You came very close to a possible world title challenge you did this year. After that and that experience and what happened, what level of performance do you require now on Thursday night against Freddie?
The best performance yet for me. You know, this is, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. You know, I don't like watching myself fight, you know, after fights, like watching back on tapes of previous fights. I don't like watching it because I'm always picking up things that I've done wrong or things that I could have done better. So I'm a perfectionist, and you know, I'm moving in here now tomorrow night, and I'm looking for the best performance yet of my professional career. And there's no reason why not. I can put in my best performance because training camp has been going really, really well. The fitness, the training, the weight cut, everything has been absolutely spot on. I'm feeling fantastic right now after the weigh-in. Loading up now and plenty of fluids and food, and you know what I mean, I'm just very excited and very much looking forward to defending this title tomorrow night.
Listen, Jason, many thanks for talking to us so soon after the weigh-in, and all we can do from back here in Donegal is wish you the best of luck in your title defence tomorrow night in California.
Well, I appreciate the support, it means a lot. Thanks very much, Dad.